Let's go over the starting lineups as we wait for kickoff here between York Queens Gales and the Windsor Lancers. This is round one of the OUA playoffs. On defense, it's basically the same unit that we've seen all season long. John Corscadden, the starting free safety. We've got Jared Seaway and Dawson Matthews-Reed as your starting cornerbacks. Just inside from them, we have Ashton Miller-Melanson and Keegan Vanek. In the middle, we've got Liam Sutherland, Justin Pace, Josh McBain. McBain and Sutherland, two of those veteran leaders at the linebacker position, wanting to extend their Queens careers by at least one more game. And then up front, we've got Silas Hubert, Eric Johnston, Darian Newell, and Van Wishart. An experienced, veteran, dominant front four. One of the very best the Gales have ever had, top to bottom. And they're going to need to have a big game today. On offense, we have got Logan Walton, number 13, as your starting wide receiver. Matt Camillo, number 8 next to him. James Preston, number 37, the starting H-back for today's contest. We've got Nico Cuomo, number 4, as the starting wide receiver on the right-hand side, with Nathan Falcone playing that right slot back. Jared Kasari, number 29, the veteran leader on offense. Anthony Leo, the second-year understudy who has stepped right in and had a fantastic performance. He's going to need another one today, and he had a rough go of things against Windsor last year. I believe he had 2 passes, both of which were intercepted. Up front, we've got Jazz Kyra, your starting left tackle, with the young but capable, in fact, the excellent Simon Doncaster behind him. Dawson Waldner, one of my favorite players on the team. I was a guard. I played left guard in high school and at the provincial level, so I love watching Dawson Waldner work. Chase DeVries, the man in the middle, your center. Daniel Sudak next to him. And big Nick Henning, the former H-back, turned right tackle. So it's going to be one incredible matchup, and there's a lot of Gales that are hoping today will not be the final day of their university football career. And what's it going to take? It's going to take that total team effort. And in talking with head coach Steve Snyder, he mentioned that when it comes to managing, you know, the hype and managing the emotions, it's important to remind the guys, who are you playing for? And you need to be playing for the person next to you, whether they are a sixth-year super senior or a fresh-faced first-year player. You need to play for the guy next to you. And if the Gales can do that, snap this skid against the Windsor Lancers and give themselves a chance to play a bit more football. We are just a few moments away from kickoff here. Windsor is introducing their various senior players. This could be their last home game. And if they win today, it is their last home game regardless. So for a lot of those outstanding Lancers players, this will be their final home confrontation regardless of results. But you know they want to send those guys off in style. I would be remiss if I did not mention the backup quarterback for today's contest for the Gales, number 2, Russell Weir, who we have seen play everywhere, wide receiver, returning kicks. He's done a little bit of everything for the Gales this year, but he is back at that quarterback position. Last week he had an absolutely electrifying quarterback sneak that he broke 60 yards for a massive touchdown just before halftime. Folks, our first quarter of action today is brought to you by a personal favorite of mine. I know him, I love him, I'm there probably 5 times a week. Old Farm Fine Foods. Old Farm Fine Foods takes pride in serving only the finest and freshest in local produce, meats, and a la carte meal items. Swing by 204 Berry Street to make your next meal a memorable one. And we are in for a memorable contest between the Gales and the Lancers. Just waiting to see who's coming out, which side of the ball we're going to start on here. But if I'm Queens, you know what? I want to get my offense out there ASAP, because there's a lot of, let's say, mental demons that exist when you play a defense this good and a defense that has turned you over so many times. You need to go out there. You need to have a great first drive, and you need to show the defense, you're not scared of them, and you need to show, kind of prove it to yourself that you can do this. Once you overcome that first hurdle, it's amazing where things will go from there. And it looks like, yes, indeed, we are going to see the Queens kickoff return team. We have got Ethan Dahl, Keegan Vanek, and Ian St. Arnaud listed on the return sheet, and I believe that is Vanek and St. Arnaud back to return this one. Bear in mind, we saw Waterloo with a surprise sudden onside kick to start off last week's contest, but we will see a more traditional kick here. It is fielded around the 10-yard line, and we are going to see a good return to start off, breaking down the left-hand side, tackled at the 30-yard line. So not a bad first return there for the Gaels, picking up about 20 total return yards, but this is what we want to see. This is the marquee matchup. This Windsor defense against the Queens offense. We know how good the Queens defense is, but how will this Queens offense perform deep behind enemy lines? Anthony Leo with Jared Kasari beside him in the backfield. Multiple men in motion. He hands it off to Kasari. Kasari finds a lane right away, but he is met in the hole and taken down after a short gain, bringing up second and long. The space was there until it wasn't, as the Lancer player, I believe that was, just looking for the number here, that was number 39, Donnie Hartley, who stepped up into the middle of that lane for Jared Kasari and took him down. So second and long coming up. Leo trying to get this defense jumping early, trying to take advantage of that aggressive Windsor scheme. Leo dropping back to pass under pressure, and he is going down. And that is about the worst thing you could see to start this drive for the Gaels, reminiscent of 2023. So a quick two and out, a short Jared Kasari run, and an Anthony Leo sack sets this offense back as they're going to have a net loss of 5 yards. They're going to have to punt this one away. And last week, we saw some troubles in getting, not necessarily the snap off, but getting the punt off cleanly. Matt Driver took a absolute pounding from the Waterloo Warriors. But he is going to get this one off here, and it is going to be fielded and tackled up just shy of midfield. So Matt Driver, about a 40 or so yard punt, as Windsor gets good starting field position here. We're going to see number 7, Danny Skelton, and it looks like that's Joey Zorn out there, although they do love to run number 36, Christopher John, as well. Zorn, a pretty versatile back. Christopher John, more of your hard-nosed cannonball runner. And we are going to see Skelton and Joey Zorn, as we have got multiple men in motion for the Windsor Lancers. It is going to be a handoff up the middle to Joey Zorn. Joey Zorn breaks it on the right-hand side, and that is a first down and potentially more, as Joey Zorn takes this one into Queens territory already, as it's going to be first and 10 from, depending on where they spot this one, but it looks like they are bringing it back. That is a hold, so the Gaels spared what would have been a 40-plus yard pickup from Joey Zorn. A holding call instead bringing Windsor back 10 yards. Queens D, take that as a wake-up call. The last thing you want to do is let this Windsor offense, which has struggled to put points on the board consistently, put up points here. With how good that defense has played all season long and how good that defense has played already today, you cannot let the offense sneak one past you. We've got trips on the, well, actually, it's going to be a, overload on the left-hand side. One man in motion, Giovanni Cunningham on the right. They're going to look for Cunningham. Cunningham is going to catch it, but be taken down by Jared Seaway with little issue there. Seaway following Cunningham all the way, tackling him up out of bounds, setting up a second and long near the original line of scrimmage, maybe just a bit, a few yards behind it. So it's actually going to be second and 15. So Cunningham picked up about 5, thought he'd maybe gotten more, but second and 15 from the Lancer 47. quads on the left-hand side. Skelton is going to drop back to pass. He is under pressure. He steps up, avoids the sack, but that pass is incomplete. Silas Hubert came ripping in off the edge, forced Danny Skelton to step up, but Skelton airmailed that one. And we are going to see dueling two and outs in what has all the potential to be a defensive stalemate, a heavyweight title fight, and probably likely the closest of all the OUA quarterfinal matchups today. We will check in and get final results for Western and Guelph at halftime. But we've got a lot of work to do before we get there, as Brady Lidster is on to punt this one away, and that is a good, solid punt that's going to be fielded at the 20-yard line, and Ian St. Arnaud has got a little bit of space along the left-hand side. He makes one man miss, and he goes out of bounds just shy of the 38. So Ian St. Arnaud giving his offense some strong starting field position, their best start of the day. Their first offensive drive, if you're just joining us, was a two and out, punctuated by a Lancer sack. Let's see if the Queens offense can reset and get some positive forward momentum here, as it is a 0-0 contest, OUA quarterfinal in Windsor. Jared Kasari beside Anthony Leo. Kasari takes a handoff. He is trying to break right, but he is not going to find any purchase whatsoever. And with forward progress, if he's lucky, he's back to the original line of scrimmage. But I think he might be a yard behind, so it's another second and long coming up. And that has been the story for the Gales, who are playing more of a tempo offense now. We've seen this a few times. Against Western, they had their greatest success back in September with this tempo offense. Put up a touchdown right before half, and we're seeing it here early. Second and 10, 0-0 ball game. The snap will be from the Gales 38-yard line. It is going to be a pass. Leo under pressure, over the middle, complete, but short of first down yardage. It was bobbled and then caught by Nathan Falcone, who had a career year, putting up 7 regular season touchdowns and nearly 500 yards. His first catch of the day. But it is short of first down yardage, and the offense stayed there for a moment before bringing the special teams unit on. 2-2 and outs for the Gales. Windsor awaiting a snap. Credit to Leo and Falcone, though. They very nearly got that one where it needed to be. Instead, it is 3rd and 1 from the 48-yard line. Matt Driver on to punt this one away. Good snap by James Gillingham, and a good boot by Driver. If this one stays in bounds, oh my goodness, into the end zone. Giovanni Cunningham scrambling, doing everything in his power to try and get this out. But he is going to be taken down as the Gales, with a Canadian classic, the Rouge, off one heck of a boot from Matt Driver. Queens has put the first points of the ball game on the board. Matt Driver kicking from just shy of the Gales 50-yard line with a bounce, put that one into the back corner of the Lancer end zone, as it is 1-0 Queens, but it is 1st and 10 for Windsor from their own 35. Danny Skelton, Joey Zorn, the veteran leaders. Skelton going to throw this pass complete, but that is Dawson Matthews-Reed by a shoelace, and then the rest of the cleat holding up that Windsor wide receiver before he's taken down to the turf. However, a good gain on first down sets up 2nd and 4 or thereabouts, as Windsor has got trips on the left-hand side. Wide receiver in motion. It's going to be a handoff to Joey Zorn, and Zorn is going to pick up a first down and a little bit more, jumping, vaulting, hurdling, but taken down by John Korskaden just past the midfield mark. So the first down of the game goes to the Lancers, and Joey Zorn, he had a holding call negate a 40-plus yard run earlier. He is looking healthy, and he is looking sharp today. And he has got Windsor just barely, but yes, indeed, onto the Queen's side of the field. First and 10 from just over midfield. It's going to be a pass. Danny Skelton dropping back. He is under pressure, and he is going down. And he is absolutely absorbed by Van Wishart. And Skelton, he is writhing in pain. Van Wishart, old man Van, not ready to have his career come to an end. Got one heck of a rush in on Danny Skelton. And as if he were the third Costco guy, he brought the boom on that one. Skelton is down. We're hoping it's nothing serious. But while they tend to Danny Skelton, let's take a minute to hear a word from our sponsor, Old Farm Fine Foods.
When you start with pure ingredients, every meal is a feast. And your feast can begin at Old Farm Fine Foods. Carrying products grown by local farmers and with organic farming principles, Old Farm Fine Foods features fresh produce, milk, eggs, meats, cheeses, and more. Takeout and catering options are also available. Visit Old Farm Fine Foods at 204 Berry Street. Follow Old Farm on Instagram today to stay in the loop about their daily specials.
Van Wishart, the play of the game for the Gales thus far, came screaming off the edge. Danny Skelton never saw him coming. And Wishart, alongside Darian Newell and Silas Hubert, all got great rushes in on that one. It's going to be a second and long for the Lancers, but Danny Skelton is down. He took an absolute shot from Van Wishart, which means we could potentially see Corson Roy in the ballgame here. And Corson Roy has gotten some reps in this season, and he's looked good. The normal backup quarterback for the Lancers, Nick Domovsky, is not on the dress sheet. So we may be down to, just one backup quarterback, Corson Roy. As Danny Skelton losing 8 and getting absolutely smashed by Van Wishart means that Corson Roy, the backup quarterback for the Lancers, is in the ballgame. He's got Christopher John, who's likely going to stay in the backfield to pass block. It's going to be a pass from Roy. Roy is under pressure. He is backpedaling. He launches this one out of bounds. And that is going to be a 3rd and 18. So we're going to see the punt team on the field. And this would be a great time for Ian St. Arnaud to bust one loose. Thank you again to our first quarter sponsor, Old Farm Fine Foods. Nowhere else I'd want to be on a chilly-ish Saturday than Old Farm enjoying a nice cup of coffee. And the Gales are going to try and stay red hot here, coming in off a dominant win last week. It is a 1-0 ball game at present. We are going to see a fake punt, and that is going to be nowhere close to first down yardage. In fact, it's not even close to the original line of scrimmage. The Lancers attempting a fake punt, snapping it to their up back, who picked up maybe 5 yards. But folks, it was 3rd and 3 counties over. And now Queens will start just over the midfield mark. In fact, this will be 1st and 10 for the Gales from the 52-yard line of the Lancers. Great job there. Coach Snyder has talked about how Charlie Taggart, the special teams coach, has had them running more fake punt drills over the course of a week than he had ever run at any point in his career. And we can see preparation paying off there. It's going to be another handoff to Kasari. And Kasari is going to pick up probably the original line of scrimmage. Kasari has yet to really get going here, getting manhandled by this burly and beefy Windsor front. And Queens has yet to have a second down with any kind of positive distance associated with it. Every second down they've had so far has been 2nd and long. And as a result, the Gales are yet to convert a first down with 6.5 minutes to go here in our first quarter of action. 4 men on the left-hand side. Leo is working through his progressions. He's throwing a screen to Kasari, and Kasari makes one man miss, breaks one tackle, but only picks up about 5 yards. So it's going to be another 2 and out for the Gales, who have been getting progressively better field positioning but have still yet to turn it into anything substantial. It is a 1-0 ball game. The single point coming from the long levers of Matt Driver, who put a charge into a punt that was fielded in the end zone by Giovanni Cunningham and tackled up shortly thereafter. Let's see if Driver, who will punt this one from the Gales 50, another absolute boomer from Matt Driver, caught in the end zone by Cunningham. Cunningham will get it out this time, though. However, he is not going to get much more than that. Tackled down around the 10. This Gales punt coverage team, there is a flag down about 30 yards away from where the tackle was, which makes me think probably maybe a hold on the Lancers. The officials are holding Congress here. But the Queens punt coverage team gave the excellent Giovanni Cunningham nothing to work with there, making his life extremely difficult. And it looks like, yes, indeed, this is a penalty on the Lancers, which is actually going to back them up even more. So it should be first and 10 from their 10. A 2-and-out here from this Gales defense could potentially put more points on the board. Van Wishart on the left-hand side, Silas Hubert on the right. These two are a dynamic pass rush duo. Corson Roy, the backup quarterback in the ballgame for the Lancers. Bit of a high snap, but he does hand it off. However, this run is eaten up by this Queens front, yielding no quarter and setting up a second and long. The Queens D came to play today with a sack and a run-stuffing shutdown there. Eric Johnston, Darian Newell, the two big defensive tackles in the middle of this front. Justin Pace, number 44, with a partial hand wrap. Last week against the Warriors, he had the full club on. It looks like he's got a little less than that today. I can see his thumb, at least, which is good because they may need that hand to generate a key turnover. Second and 9 for the Lancers from their 11. Corson Roy dropping back to pass, throwing it over the middle, but that one is going to bounce off the turf. So here we go, a 2-and-out in a game that has been all defense. Not necessarily a surprise, given the pedigree of these two teams. But we need to see something from this Queens offense here, because you can't count on a one-point lead all game long. So the Lancers are going to end up punting this one deep inside their own territory. We shall see. I think they are going to punt it. I don't think they're going to concede the safety. They trust their defense. And with how they've been playing so far, I get it totally. Yeah, they are going to concede. So it is a 3-0 ball game. A Matt Driver rouge and a conceded safety there. So Queens is going to start first and 10 from their own 35, and while they get that re-racked, talk about Old Farm Fine Foods. In addition to their top-notch grocery service, did you know that Old Farm Fine Foods also offers catering and delivery services? Look up Old Farm Fine Foods on Shopify to see the full range of services they offer, or swing by 204 Berry Street and inquire at the cash. While you're there, be sure to pick up some of their hot, fresh coffee. Thank you again, Old Farm. And the Gales getting ready to start this drive up 3-0. The beautiful sunshine at Windsor. Lovely day for some football. Anthony Leo drops back, drops the ball, and then tries to drop a dime, but is unable to connect with Matteo Tuioti on a play that had disastrous potential. Snap was fine. Leo, I don't know if the aforementioned sunshine got in his eyes or what happened, but he dropped that football, picked it up, and I think the shame is, if he hadn't have dropped it, he would have been able to drop that one right into the hands of Matteo Tuioti. The timing was just thrown off, so for the fourth time today, we have second and long for the Gales. After generating nothing on first down, Leo's going to drop back. It's going to be a quarterback draw, and he is not going to get much, if any. So another 2-and-out in this one-score ball game, as neither offense has generated much in the way of substantial sustained drives. The Lancers have the game's sole first down, but trail 3-0. As, yeah, Leo actually loses a yard. So it's going to be 3rd and 11, and the Gales are going to punt this one away, starting the drive at their 35. Driver boots this one away, takes a bounce, takes another bounce, bounces off the hands of Giovanni Cunningham, and Cunningham is staring down the middle of this Gales defense. The special teams unit does manage to bring him down, but Cunningham turned what could have been a disastrous special teams play into a decent return of about 10 yards or so. As we have 3 minutes to go here in our first quarter of action, it is a 3-0 ball game. Neither offense has been able to get anything going. Look for the Lancers to hand this one off, because they've got their backup quarterback, Corson Roy, in the ball game after, my goodness, Danny Skelton took a shot from Van Wishart. It is going to be a handoff. And Joey Zorn is already putting points on the board for the Lancers. Very nearly broke that one loose, taking that from his own 30 to the Gales 20. As the offensive play of the day thus far goes to the Lancers, and Joey Zorn has been the only player on offense today who appears to have come to play. He had a 40-plus yarder taken back earlier due to a hold. This one is going to count, and it's going to be 1st and 10 for the Lancers from the Gales' 14-yard line. Joey Zorn having a great game, looking refreshed and ready to run. Christopher John in the ball game here. It's going to be a handoff to the big man, who is going to find some space and cut one into the middle of the Gales defense before being taken down after a gain of 5 or 6. So it's going to be 2nd and manageable for the Lancers, who, regardless of how this next offensive play ends, at least have a chance to tie this ball game. As right now, Corson Roy is looking to make something happen here. Last year, the Lancers had some great backup quarterback play in their playoff run. Roy's going to hand this one off. Christopher John cutting back, falling forward. I think he's got enough for the first down, and he does. So it'll be 1st and goal coming up for the Lancers in a game that has been dominated by defense. But Windsor threatening to score here, and they've got the offensive front to do it. Big guys in the middle of that offensive line, and number 36, Christopher John, who is well over 220 pounds in the backfield. Windsor threatening the first touchdown of the game here. It's going to be a handoff to Christopher John, and Christopher John is going to cross the threshold, putting the Lancers up 6-3. With a chance to make it 7 from Brady Lidster with less than 35 seconds to go here in the first quarter. The Gales still yet to pick up a first down on offense. Will likely need some special teams contributions to stay in this ball game. This offense has really struggled against the formidable Windsor defense, and that has been the case each of the last two contests, and certainly seems to be the case here today as the Gales trail 7-3 late in our first quarter in this win or go home playoff game. The Gales, they have a potentially incredible story laid out before them, where if they can win their next 3 games, they'd avenge all their regular season losses and give themselves a fighting chance to play one final home game, and it would be for the Vanier Cup. However, we have got a long way to go before that becomes an even remote possibility. Your Gales trail 7-3 as Windsor has gotten it done solely on the ground. Queens less than 12 total yards of offense here on four drives. In fact, I think counting the sacks and tackles for loss, they might have an even zero. This ball is fielded by Ian St. Arnaud, and St. Arnaud has nowhere to go, tackled up around the 21. As this Gales offense will try to get something going here late in the first quarter, about 22 seconds on the clock. And right now, the big thing is they've got to start setting up second and manageable. Every first down play in the game so far for the Gales has netted maybe four total yards. And I'm talking across four drives. Their first down play has not been strong. And that's a credit to the Lancer defense, but you got to get something going here. Leo dropping back. Looking, finding, oh, just a hand high above Mateo Tuioti. So once again, we have second and long as the Gales will likely go the entire first quarter without a first down. We're going to see if they've got one more play. And they do not. So at the end of one, the Gales trail 7-3. Deep behind enemy lines, an inauspicious start for Queens. However, we got a whole lot of ball game in front of us. And when we come back from the break, the Gales will have a second and 10 from inside their own 25. But for the time being, let's hear a word from our second quarter sponsor, Pick Six Athletics.
Founded in 2020, shortly after many athletes had their seasons canceled, former Queens defensive back Eric Kalana created Pick Six Athletics to help athletes develop and continue to improve regardless of their circumstances. Now, Pick Six Athletics is one of the most respected names in tailored coaching, with a social media following of over 157,000. If you want to be your best, your first pick should be Pick Six. Pick Six Athletics presents Second Quarter 2020 on CFRC 101.9 FM.
We are back in action. Anthony Leo looking deep, and it would have been an outstanding one-handed grab. Did he get his feet down? No, that's too bad. Anthony Leo was looking long on second and long, and unfortunately, although the pass hit a man in tricolor, he could not get his feet down. And the Gales, for I believe the fifth time today, will have a two and out. They have more yards in reverse than they do going forward. Matt Driver getting a decent kickoff here. Bouncing and fielded around the Lancer 50. And returned probably around midfield. However, the Gales are looking to bait a flag here from this aggressive Lancers team. A little bit of extracurriculars there, but cooler heads have prevailed. The Gales trail 7-3 as we start our second quarter of action. The Lancers are going to start just shy of midfield in a game that has been all Windsor, at least on the defensive side of things, as the Queens D, looking to respond in kind, gave up a long run to Joey Zorn and in the short Christopher John touchdown last drive. It's going to be a pass here on first and 10. And it's going to be completed and tackled up by the Gales, as that was Ashton Miller-Melanson making a fabulous form tackle, as we do have a Lancer down with what appears to be a cramp. So it looks like nothing too serious, but he is going to be, I think, helped off the field here. Yes, indeed. Well, they helped that Lancer player get back to the sidelines. Let me tell you about our second quarter sponsor, Pick Six Athletics. Founded in 2020, shortly after many athletes had their seasons canceled, former Queens defensive back Eric Colonna created Pick Six Athletics to help athletes develop and continue to improve regardless of their circumstances. Now, Pick Six Athletics is one of the most respected names in tailored coaching, with a social media following well over 150,000. In fact, I'm curious right now. Let's see. Oh, my goodness, 168,000 followers. If you want to be your best, your first pick should be Pick Six. And the Gales defense, my goodness, they could use a turnover. A pick six would be fabulous, but I'd settle just for another short Lancer gain here as it's second and manageable. The stats, not pretty for the Gales so far. They trail 7-3. They've yet to pick up a first down. They've yet to pick up more than 9 yards on a drive period. And Jared Kasari, my goodness, is he intense on the sidelines, reading his guys the riot act, trying to get these guys fired up. It is win or go home, do or die. And it is second and four for the Lancers from the Queens 49-yard line. As we are going to see multiple men in motion on the right-hand side. It's going to be a handoff up the middle to Joey Zorn, and this play has been their bread and butter. He is stopped up, likely with forward progress, right at the first down marker, the 35-yard line. Joey Zorn has been the best player on the field here today, and he has picked up the third first down of the game for the Lancers. As it'll be first and 10 from around the Queens 45, Windsor leading 7-3 in a game that has not been particularly pretty to watch. A lot of hard hits, not a lot of forward progress. As we are going to see an end around, Giovanni Cunningham tackled up beautifully by Josh McBain. Cunningham had the potential to break that one loose, but Josh McBain tackling him up after a gain of about 3. Worth noting that the Queens defensive front was in there. They were on the scene, but it was Josh McBain who wrapped, tackled, and brought Giovanni Cunningham to the turf, setting up a second and about 7 or so. Second and 8, actually. Second and 8 coming up from the Queens 43. It's going to be a pass from Corson Roy. Roy is under pressure, and he throws that one out of bounds. Corson Roy has yet to get his feet under him today. He has been hounded by a Queens defense that took out starter Danny Skelton early in the first quarter. A very physical play from Van Wishart, as the Gales are going to put Ian St. Arnaud on the field. And oh my goodness, this is going to be a 50-yard field goal try from Brady Lidster. He has hit longer this year, one of the premier kickers in Canada. Lidster looking to put his leg into this one and extend that 7-3 lead into a 7-point lead. However, if he misses, the Lancers could be in a load of trouble, but he hits it. It is a 10-7 Windsor lead as the Gales find themselves down by a touchdown. At this point, I'd just settle for a first down as the Lancer defense has dominated, and that's without one of their premier players in the middle, Mufta Ageli. Queens, who I won't say they looked as sharp as they did against Laurier last week against Waterloo, but they were good. We need to see some more of that Laurier form here, as Queens has really struggled immensely against this great Lancers defense. Anthony Leo, Jared Kasari, we've got trips on the right-hand side. Look for the Gales to maybe play a bit more of a tempo. Hand off to Kasari, and there we go. Kasari breaking this one, getting close to first down yardage, running through the middle of this Lancer defense. In fact, I think he will pick up the first down of the game for the Gales. If not, he is as close can be. But yes, indeed, a first down as Queens is in their tempo offense, a no huddle. So they're not taking time to gather around and have Leo recite the play. Instead, they get their plays signaled in from the sidelines. Usually see it in two-minute drill scenarios, but the Gales have found success with it throughout the season outside of that two-minute context. Leo dropping back. It was a bit of a low snap. Throwing. Complete. There we go. Second first down in a row, as that was a catch by who else but Nathan Falcone, as this Gales offense showing signs of life for the first time here today. Subs in and out. We've got Falcone and James Preston heading to the sidelines. Falcone, for what it's worth, looks like he's a little shaken up. Looks like maybe got the wind knocked out of him a bit. Took a hard hit to secure that catch. First and 10 for the Gales from the Lancer 50-yard line. Nico Cuomo in motion. We've got three men on the right-hand side. It's a handoff to Kasari, who manages to somehow escape instant contact and pressure and find his way forward for a solid gain on first down. I have no idea. A Houdini-like run there from Jared Kasari, somehow surviving an onslaught of Windsor Lancers to find any kind of forward progress. And trust me, I thought that was going to be blown up in the backfield. An amazing play from Kasari. Sets up second and four from the 45-yard line of the Lancers. Leo dropping back to pass. He's got time. He finds his man, Mateo Tuioti, and Tuioti falls forward for a first. Here we go. Gales in gear. They trail 10-7 here in Windsor. And every gain is clearly coming at some physical cost. Mateo Tuioti making his way off the field. He's a little shaken up. He took a shot, landed on the sidelines there. He and Matt Camillo make their way off the field. Nathan Falcone back on. Good to see that this was nothing major. And that's big Liam Silverson checking into the ball game here. The offense, they're signaling to one another. They've got hand checks, both for the play, but also likely in response to what the Windsor defense is showing. It's first and 10 from the Lancer 40. And Kasari is, with a stiff arm, brought down. But goodness gracious, another grown man run from Jared Kasari, albeit not for a great gain there. Still picks up a few yards for the Gales, setting up second and 7 or 8 by the time forward progress is tallied. It is a 10-7 ball game here in Windsor. Second and 9, turns out. So second and 9 from the Lancer 39. We've got trips on the left-hand side, including Matt Camillo and Nathan Falcone. Nico Cuomo in single coverage on the right. Two men in motion. Leo dropping back. Under pressure, but finding Nathan Falcone over the middle, and this is going to be close to first down distance. The ball thrown just a little in front of Falcone, but he turns, secures, and falls forward for an excellent gain there. And Falcone, he wants to make this the first and a hopefully long playoff run for the Gales. First down indeed. First and 10 coming up. Just shy of the Lancer 25. Looks like this is the 27. Another low snap. Leo dropping back to pass. He is looking to the right-hand side. But that is out of bounds. Looking for Matt Camillo. Pass defended there by the Lancers. Setting up a second and 10 inside the Windsor 30-yard line. In a game that had been dominated by this Lancer defense, but the Gales showing some fight back here. And look, this is what Anthony Leo's going to have to do if they want to find sustained success in the playoffs. He's going to have to play arguably the three best defenses in Canada, although I'd throw the Caribbean, Montreal in there as well. Second and 10 from the 27. Leo looking left, skying this one up, but didn't look good from the jump. Bit of a maybe a timing miscommunication there. He was looking for Logan Walton, but Walton, just based on how he was running his route, it was clear that the ball was not going to go to him, right? It was maybe intended for him, but Leo put that one a little bit left, and Walton was running more of kind of a straight fly. So we have Tyler Mullen on to try what would be about a 34-yard field goal to make it a 10-6 ball game. Gales trail by 7 here. Good snap. And a good kick. Mullen makes it a 4-point deficit once more. Great kick there by Tyler Mullen as we have a flag down and a Gales player down on the ground to go along with it, which makes me think this potentially could be on the Lancers. Great snap there from James Gillingham. Put that right on the money. And it's tough when you're a long snapper. If you have a couple that don't go your way, you can get caught up with, you know, what we call the yips, which is just this kind of self-defeating feedback cycle where you have one bad snap and you think they're all going to be bad. And if that's what Gillingham was experiencing for the couple games he didn't dress, he's clearly gotten over it because he has been putting those snaps right where they need to be. And Tyler Mullen, looks like this one is on the Gales. So the Queen's D is moving back. The Queen's D is moving way back. What is that, a 30-yard penalty? Oh, my goodness. Lancer's going to get great starting field position here. Yeah, so 15-yarder. So I think there were three penalties on the play, two on the Gales, one on the Lancers. One offset the other, and then they had the 15-yarder, which means instead of starting at the 35, the Lancers start from the 50. This is going to be a passing look. That ball was tipped by Silas Hubert, but falls harmlessly to the turf. Great heads-up play there from Silas Hubert. Looking like the great Dikembe Mutombo. No. Knocking that one away. Second and 10 incoming. Great heads-up play there from Silas Hubert. Something that I think Coach Colonna would have been proud of. Pick 6 Athletics, our second quarter sponsor. More on Pick 6 Athletics at the end of this drive. But let's see what Corson Roy can orchestrate here against an equally formidable Gales defense. It's another passing situation, multiple men in motion. Roy under pressure, and that play is going to be blown dead. Darian Newell getting in there. Oh my goodness. Great play there from Darian Newell. He was kind of falling in, so the referee blew it dead, but Newell had secured what would have been a sack. Great play there by the officials. Great call. With how Newell was getting into Corson Roy, if that play had continued, it could have potentially resulted in an injury. Oh, sorry, actually, folks. Looks like, no, oh, instead of a 10-yard loss, it was a 5-yard penalty on the Lancers. It would have been a huge, huge sack from Darian Newell, but it was whistled dead. However, lesson learned from the Lancers is they're just going to hand this one off to Joey Zorn. And the Gales defense holds. Folks, Pick 6 Athletics, second quarter sponsor. They've been rocking with us all season long, sponsoring our social media defensive play of the week. For Pick 6 Athletics, the goal is and always has been to help you reach your dreams and create your legacy. To learn more about Pick 6 Athletics and the services they can provide, visit their website at pick6athletics.com today. Tailored coaching specifically with defensive backs in mind. Coach Colonna, Eric, he's the man. He is so knowledgeable. He has been traveling across this province, across this country, giving that kind of tailored high-performance coaching and doing a great job of it. And that's a great kick there. That is going to bounce down inside the 20. It is a 10-6 ball game. But the Gales offense, with their first sustained drive on their last drive, some signs of life in an otherwise bit of a drab and dreary affair for our lovely tricolor Gales. And they're going to start this one with probably their worst starting field position of the day. And a 2-and-out here would likely mean 2 points conceded, widening that deficit. So they need at least one first down, preferably more, to avoid conceding any more points to this formidable defense. Hard count there, trying to get the Lancers to jump, meaning Leo is going on two. Halfback draw, Kasari sprinting up the middle and finding a short gain. But it looks like there is a fumble, and it's going the Lancers' way. We talked about the turnover battle in the pregame show. The Gales lose the turnover battle. They are going to lose this football game, and that is a great heads-up play by the Lancers, stripping it right out of Kasari's hands. as Windsor is going to start first and 10 from the Queens 20. And another touchdown here with how good this Lancer defense has been could make this a really difficult situation for the Gaels. Corson Roy in at quarterback, Joey Zorn beside him. Zorn, the best player for the Lancers here today, but it is going to be Corson Roy dropping back, looking to the corner of the end zone. And Corson Roy still struggling to find any offensive progress against this Gaels secondary. He's had passes batted down. He's had them out of bounds. He's yet to really connect with any of his big playmakers. But with how good Brady Lidster is, as long as they don't turn the ball over here on second and long, they've got a chance to restore that 7-point lead. It's currently 10-6 for the Lancers. OUA quarterfinal playoffs. Gaels with their backs against the wall, metaphorically and almost physically here. Second and 10 from the Queens 20. It's going to be a play action pass. Corson Roy rolling out. That one is picked off. Oh, nearly picked off. A tip drill. But they could not secure a bouncing ball, unfortunately falling through the arms of Liam Sutherland. And that's going to give the Lancers a chance to add three more to their total. A Corson Roy pass ricocheting. A chaotic scenario. Almost landing into the arms of Liam Sutherland, but just bouncing out. And Windsor, instead of a turnover, have a chance to put three more points on the board. And with Brady Lidster's range, he hit one from 50 earlier. This 32-yarder is definitely a very makeable one. And he does indeed. 13-6. Let's take a moment to hear a word from our second quarter sponsor, Pick Six Athletics.
For Pick Six Athletics, the goal is, and always has been, to help you reach your dreams and create your legacy. To learn more about Pick Six Athletics and the services they can provide, visit their website at picksixathletics.com today.
Gaels going to start first and 10 from their own 35 after a disastrous last drive gave the Lancers great starting field position. Isaiah Adams in the backfield here for the Gaels, letting Kasari take a breath. He has been besieged by a physical front as Isaiah Adams finds 2 yards or so, 3 on first down, setting up a second and 7 from the Queens 38. It's been one of those days so far, folks. The offense had one solid drive, which ended with a Tyler Mullen field goal. But they find themselves down by a touchdown here. In fact, the only touchdown of the game scored by the Lancers' Christopher John on a 3-yard and a cloud of dust run. We have got trips on the right-hand side. Leo is going to step up, avoid the pressure, tuck it, run, and get tackled after a gain of about 4 yards, setting up another 2-and-out. As this has been tough sledding for the Gaels, who are facing down the barrel of an early playoff exit if they don't turn things around here. We do have a Lancers player down on the turf. Folks, if you're just joining us, it has been all Lancers so far here. Not the way you want to start if you're the Queens Gaels. The third time playing in Windsor over the past 2 seasons. In 2023, they lost 29-5 in a game that was absolutely miserable to experience from start to finish. Week 1 of the regular season, they lost a 25-21 game to the Lancers in one where Queens turned the ball over 4 times. They've turned it over once here today. The Lancers have yet to turn it over. The Gaels need to win, or their season is done. And as we wait for things to resume here, it'll be third and 2. And it wouldn't surprise me if the Gales draw up a fake punt. We saw one from the Lancers earlier that was unsuccessful, but with how well their defense has played, they can certainly experiment. However, we are going to see a bit of a wonky punt from Driver, but it's still a good one, as it is fielded and tackled up with, oh, a fumble! But it is, I think, recovered by the Lancers. I was going to say, with little drama, but we had a football on the turf, but one that was recovered by Windsor, who will take over first and 10 from around their 35. The Lancers lead by a touchdown here in Windsor. 13-6 ball game, and this will start first and 10 from the Lancer 34. As we have got the usual suspect in the backfield there, Joey Zorn, who has been the player of the game so far. Now the Lancers are trying to get the Gales jumping. Hard counts all around with these two fast, formidable fronts. Trying to get guys jumping early. It's going to be a handoff to Joey Zorn. And that has been the only play that has worked today, that little inside zone run, as it works again, picking up about 6, setting up 2nd and 4 from... actually, around the 41-yard line, as we have another Lancer down for the third time in as many plays. So physical. You're at the end of a long season. Injuries will happen. But this Queens defense is going to be facing down a 2nd and 4 against a great running team that has the lead and has home field advantage. However, it's worth noting, with a minute 30 on the clock, the Lancers are going to have to start throwing the football. Oh, sorry, 2 minutes 30 on the clock. The Lancers are going to have to start throwing the football soon if they want to convert this, do anything meaningful with this drive. Because otherwise, they're likely going to run out of time. So I think they're going to go for another inside zone handoff here, and then probably take a shot on 1st and 10 if they convert that inside zone handoff. It's not been a pretty one for the Gales so far, but they are still very much in this football game, trailing by 1 score. And we've seen this offense flash big play ability multiple times over the last few weeks, especially with Anthony Leo as quarterback. Of course, recall that beautiful connection, Leo to Camillo in the Laurier game. But they have really struggled. The Lancers have had the Gales number as of late. In fact, the last Gales win was a close one, and that was in 2019. But even that was a single-score game. So, by and large, the Steve Snyder era, the Lancers have been an perhaps unexpectedly formidable foe. You know, you expect things, or you expect strong teams from Western and Laurier. But Windsor really kind of bursting onto the scene and becoming this strong contender. And this is a team that's coming off a 41-point loss to the Mustangs last week. Hasn't affected their confidence at all. 2nd and 4, it is another handoff, but this one is swallowed up. Big play there. And that is Ollie Jackson. Normally a pass rush specialist, but he showed he can be formidable and tough and unmovable against the run as he drives Joey Zorn 3 yards the other way to set up a Lancer punt. So the Queens offense will get the ball back with about 2 minutes or so on the clock. And we've seen this offense orchestrate magic in the 2-minute drill before. Touchdown against Western back at the end of September was a 2-minute drill capped off Anthony Leo to Logan Walton. It's a bad snap, but the